welcome you all to the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Monday, February 13th, 2017. Mrs. Ratchford, would you take the roll, please?
Mr. Gaffney?
Here.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Here.
Mr. Manheim?
Here.
Mr. McNally?
Here.
Mrs. Perrott?
Here.
Mr. Sterling?
Here.
Mrs. Yule?
Here. Quorum is present. Would you all join me in the pledge to the flag, please?
The
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all for coming. Oh. Oh, let's see. There you go. Thank you all for coming. This meeting has some important issues that we're going to be voting on after a lot of time spent on them, so thank you. First thing we will do is get the superintendent's report.
We have citizen comments first.
Citizen comments first. I'm sorry. There are. I guess none are there. Superintendent's report.
All right, great. Well, first off, I'd like to see a couple here, I think, and I don't want to miss anybody. So I think there are some board member candidates here. So you want to stand up and introduce yourself so that everybody knows who you are.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh,
I just took my button off.
Well, that's all right. You know, we can do without buttons, so.
Yeah. I can start. My name is Heidi Fairgrieve, and I am running for the school boards. I have two children in the district, Pearson, Creek, and Hayes.
Thank you.
My name is Carolyn Weibel. I'm also running. I have one son who's an eighth grader, Redling. And what else do you want to say?
That's it. It's not supposed to be a campaign event.
I'm
putting
my button and my magnet. So
that's it.
Hi, my name is Kevin Morris. I have a third grader at Lincoln, and I actually just come to these meetings because they're fun.
I'm Miss Supposed to say, but my name is Laura Christopher, and I have four kids, two at Lincoln and two beyond.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. In addition to that, I should probably turn mine on, I guess. That would be good. In addition to that, we have two of our city board members, Mr. Gaffney and Mr. McNally, who are both running as well. So and there's one other candidate who I don't believe is here tonight, as well. So there are seven candidates for four positions. So welcome to everybody, and thank you for attending now. Also tonight, we have a special event. It's kind of fun to do these kind of things, and I want to invite Amy Stuckey up, who's the principal at Fox Ridge, and she has a special presentation tonight to a special grandmother, I think. And
when I get some other people to join me up here,
you put that,
too.
There you go. Thank you.
This is why you guys do this job, isn't it?
Right.
Well,
you can come up here with the camera if you want and stand in the back behind her so you can get good shots. So.
I would like to formally thank Sandy Maluda, who is a grandmother here at Fox Ridge. This is Sophia. She is one of our early childhood children who is in Mrs. Nelson's class. And Mrs. Maluda graciously found a sweepstakes, the Campbell Sweepstakes for Schools sweepstakes, and continued every single day, her and her husband, to every day would log in and hit Fox Ridge to put our name into a drawing, and we won $10,000. So on behalf of Fox Ridge, on behalf of Mrs. Nelson and all of our EC team and the entire school, I want to thank you for plugging our name in there and getting in there every day. And for I am too. This is wonderful. And a committee of teachers and I met. We have decided that we're going to put that $10,000 towards refreshing our book room, which is accessible to all of our students. So thank you so very much for that. Thank you, Sophia.
Sure. From the bottom of our hearts, all the early childhood students did their handprint, and we took pictures, and it's many, many pages. And artist, isn't it?
Wow.
This was a very fun card. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just to think all that days of tomato soup paid off, right? So thank you very much, and thank you to family and Ms. Maluda for doing that. That was so generous of you, and I appreciate it. And as I'm sure all the board members do as well, so thank you so much for that. So. And then, in addition to that, we have the Board of Education Recognition event, which is on your should be on your calendars early, Thursday, April 13th at the Norris Cultural Arts Center. So we'll start at 6 p.m. with the reception, so make sure that's on your calendars. It's always a fun event to go to and recognize those individuals. And then finally, even though she's not here, I'm going to wish my wife happy anniversary, which is tomorrow. So I get it on the record that way, so that she, so I got that covered. So 36 years tomorrow for our anniversary. So happy anniversary, Mrs. Moore.
Wedding guy.
Oh, you know, she asked the question of why it was Valentine's Day wedding. It was the easiest thing to remember. I can tell you that. I will never forget the date. So it was an easy way. And it was a Saturday that year.
Actually, what I said is I would have never pictured him for a Valentine's Day wedding kind of guy. So.
Anyway, that's it. That's Lisa, it. Superintendent's report. Easy one tonight.
Easy one.
Easy and fun.
Thank you. Yes, that was wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming tonight, too, for that presentation. Next on the agenda are the committee reports. I'll go with Business Services first, which had a marathon meeting.
We did. Thank you. We met on January 26th, and we did have a lot of topics on and a lot of good discussion about them. First, we heard the finance reports for D303 as well as Mid Valley, and those are in your packets for information. Next, we heard the North High School booster update, which was we had asked the month prior to know what the booster's commitments were, and they came to us with a commitment for maintaining the field, and that is on for action tonight. The next item was the Norris Rec Center Park District contract renewal, and that was Kevin brought up to speed on just a couple of renewal changes, and that we are in discussions with the Park District on potentially a five-year renewal, and we'll have that for action when it's complete. The next item was the review of the bids for the Redling Middle School and the Norris Rec Center addition. We got to hear the bids, and they were all pretty competitive, which is a good thing. And we went through them and selected the alternates based on administration's recommendation, as well as Holly Cable from the Park District was there with some of her staff to talk to us about how choosing some of the alternates for the Norris Rec Center would help them in the future, establishing their business and continuing it for the community. So we put the addition on for on action with the Redland Middle School, and we also saw some significant savings too, lumping those two projects together. So that's a good thing too. Next item was the working cash bond update, and that's kind of a little update in here where we are. And they got sold on February 6th, and I think everybody got a copy of that in their email. And we even saw better savings than we talked about at Business Services, with a savings of, you guys kind of like 2.8 million. So that's a good savings for us.
Absolutely.
Item G was a five-year financial forecast. We kind of do that every year, and so kind of just Mike Francis comes in from PMA and talks to us about you know, where we are and what the future looks for us for the next 5 years. Our next item, the school fees for the fiscal year. Kind of a standard thing we look at. They pretty well stayed constant. We eliminated a couple of things in the middle school and high school level. And that is on your consent agenda. Yes, consent. Food service, mid-year update. Mr. Chapman, along with Mr. Baird, Keith from Airmark came in and kind of talked to us about you know, how the things have gone, where they see things going, and we asked Mr. Chapman and his team to work with Airmark to pursue a contract renewal for K-8 and high school food service contracts. Also note, too, was we're at our highest parent satisfaction and like what the last all time. So that's a good thing. So parents and kids seem to be happy. Next item, the Silver Glen property lease. We continue to lease that for farming purposes for a moderate return. And we're going to continue with the same gentleman that we can use. That's on purchase side. Next item, the property tax appeal board update. Mr. Chapman gave us an update on actually a settlement. So that's for information. The next item is the intergovernmental agreement between the City of Elgin and D3O3. This is for some property that part of it falls in D3O3, and this was fees that are associated with the development of it, and that is in for consent. Next item, the resolution for maximum allowable expense employee reimbursement. Mr. Moore presented that to us. He's going to look at that every year. This is just make some adjustments, and it's for consent as well. And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that was it.
Yep. That's all.
Just a few items.
Yeah. It was a lot of discussion. Yeah. That's right.
It was. It was a really good meeting.
Yeah. Some of the high school fees went down, didn't they?
They did.
They were eliminated altogether.
Eliminated, yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Mann. The next, really, there weren't too many meetings, but our next one was community relations.
Well, I'd like to give a shout out to my anniversary. No, 2 days after on February 16th, so it's been 9 glorious years for us. Happy anniversary, Robert. We met, the Community Relations Committee met on January 17th, and we had our student liaison report. And I cannot tell you, just as an aside, how thrilled I am that we have representation with the student liaisons. It's been now for, what, over a year that we've had our students on, going into our second year now. And they are great value. So I hope that this board continues that and allows our students to speak about their concerns and needs as the school district moves forward, especially with the renovations that are going to be happening and other changes that may be occurring. So this time, Claire Miller is our St. Charles North representative, and Samantha Stipic, whose brother also is a representative for us at St. Charles East, provided an update. And there's going to be the first St. Charles East and St. Charles North dance, joint dance, that is going to be happening on February 18th. And this is going to replace the East and North respective winter dances, where the turnout has been typically low. So we'll see. We'll get the report next time we meet to see how well they did. They're also going to continue Feed My Starving Children Club, which is being developed. And I believe that this is also going to have representation at both North and East. So once again, these two groups will be able to start working together. So that our two schools can join forces for both recreational and civic duties. Lastly, they're going to be designing a survey that we have done previously to find out about what our students' needs are going forward from a student perspective. So that'll be reported again at our next meeting. And that I'm sure will have input with the principals as well. They'll be able to assist them putting that together. Then we talked about the annual district survey, and David Chavez, our executive director of assessment and accountability, presented the student satisfaction or the parent satisfaction survey, and it was student, parent, staff. It was completed in December of 2016. There were a lot of participants. Is that the highest, 11,850? Second highest. Significant participation. Overall, parent satisfaction remains high in the 80s, with a slight 1% drop in all levels. Parents, grades for teachers, school curriculum buildings, central administration superintendent, and board of education were at an all-time high, so give ourselves a pat on the back for that. Parent grades for programs also reached a full-time high either the 2016 or 2017 school year, with the exception of family and consumer science, which reached its highest in 2015. Transportation, food services, and guidances have steadily increased over the last 3 to 4 years. Middle school parents' summary saw a dip in rating for environment. This is an anomaly, could be because of the shifts that are going to be happening with our middle schools, and concerns have been expressed as we showed them where their schools could be improved, and they suddenly became aware of those needs for those improvements. Student summaries are reflected in a 4-point scale, with all scores maintained in the threes. Elementary schools, as traditionally, are very high, and both middle school and high school saw growth in all areas. The staff survey was updated for the 2016-17 year, so we have no comparison because it's a new survey instrument. But the baseline, we'll start doing some analysis next year. That's the report.
Very good. Thank you very much. Did the housing committee meet this month?
No, we did not. It was the all-volunteer recognition on that day, so the meeting was canceled.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I don't think there were any other committees. Is that looking around? No. I was not able to attend DPTO, but they have their meeting this Wednesday. They'll be discussing financial matters, and then in March, they're going to have their candidate forum, which is a great service that they do for the community and for the district, to so that people can see who's out there. Okay,
when
thank you.
When is that going to be, the candidate forum?
Yeah, 15th.
The Ides of March, I remember.
We're celebrating.
I didn't give an anniversary shout out, so it's
my birthday. Sorry,
29th. Okay, thank you. Actually, Ms. Pira, could I ask you to turn your microphone off? Because I think there you go. I think that's better. Thank you, everyone. We'll now move on to our action items. And I would like to ask to have a motion for the approval of bids from the Redling Middle School Norris Recreation Center addition and alterations. Mr. Sperling, and a second.
Second.
Mr. Mannheim, thank you very much. Actually, I didn't check in with Dr. Schloman if there was any other presentation.
There is not. There is not any presentation at the board. Most of the board members were there that evening and went through all this stuff, and it was a quite lengthy thing we did. I will say that we're very pleased with the dollars and the cost associated with this. It came in pretty much right at where the architect had suggested. The exception was in the Norris area, it came in less expensive, substantially less expensive than what we had projected it might be. So we were able to get a fair amount of more of the additional expenditures that we wanted to get in that area, which was helpful.
Thank you, Dr. Schulman.
If I can just add on top of that, I think the savings we got from the bonds more than covers the Redling portion and half of the Norris portion. So.
Yeah, that's correct.
I took a tour of the Norris Center, hadn't been there in a couple of years, and it was very instructive to see what needs to be done and how much of that is going to be done with this. It's not just the adding on a little bit more space and correcting that section of the building that's had some water intrusion, but it's the roof, it's tuck pointing, it's air conditioning handling units, it's an elevator for accessibility. So I think we should feel really good about how much more improved that building will be. Does anyone else? Yes, Mr. McNeil.
I had received a phone call from somebody, and this was something I think long ago was kind of part of our discussion. I didn't even realize it. We're not going to be putting hot water in the Redling labs. And I know you probably know who called me.
Yeah, I know.
But I think that was a question I had asked a while ago. And as a science teacher, I can tell you, I prefer to have hot water because it does encourage kids to be more fastidious about cleaning up.
Yeah, so it will have hot water to all the demonstration stations for the teachers. All those will have hot water. It will not have hot water into each of the stations. We currently do not have hot water into each of the stations.
Right.
And so the additional expense associated with this, we felt, first off, it was a mixed result from the teachers. It was, I think, 60% said no and 40% said yes, they wanted the hot water. So we had put it in as a bid or so as an alternate. I think the number was, I can't remember, but I want to say $18,000 or something like that, $38,000. I was only off by 20, so I'm going by
total.
About close. So $38,000 to put it to all the stations, and so we chose not to put it in there.
Okay, and I couldn't recall what the discussion was, as I say, when I got the phone call that prompted me to. And I was under the impression we didn't have any at all. It's going to teacher stations.
Every teacher station will have the hot water going to that. We just didn't circulate it to all the student stations, so. And there will be, in addition to that, sinks in the room that will have, you know, for washing up and stuff like that as well. So that will have hot water. So, but it just won't be at their...
At the lab station.
Okay.
Well, that's different than... I wanted to clarify that.
Right.
Thank you for asking that question. Actually, it does make me think. I mean, $38,000 is a very small amount of money. It's something we're not going to be able to go back and do and retrofit very easily someday. 10 years they want to do it. Is there any value to reconsidering that part? I mean, 60-40 is also pretty close if you have a teacher that's maybe doing one of the areas that doesn't require water, like maybe physical science.
You know, there's things that I would like to reconsider as well, but I mean, the lockers, as an example, were a bid that we did not take. It was $180,000. This is $38,000. So there were things that we chose not to take as alternates because of the expense associated with it, because we wanted to stay within the number that was budgeted. So that's what we tried to do. I'm not trying to say it's not worthwhile to do that, but it wasn't a big want by teachers, and we just didn't feel like... First off, you have to understand that getting hot water there also means that the hot water heater is a long ways away, but you're going to run a lot of water in order to get hot water. It's not an instantaneous hot water. It's not like even like your house. The heater is going to be a fair amount of ways away, and so unless you're doing a circular loop where you're keeping water running all the time, which is not part of this plan, is to have that circular loop. So you have instant hot water, you know, like in a hotel environment, you might have that. That's not part of this plan. So if you want to do hot water, we can do that. But I will also tell you that the odds of a student getting hot water and them being patient enough to wait for the hot water is another thing as well. So.
Well, I will confess that sometimes as a teacher, I'm not patient enough to wait for the hot water in my lab. But, I didn't, like I say, if there's hot water to the teacher station, there's hot water to wash-up stations.
Right.
I'm more comfortable than, I was, the way it was described, the way I interpreted it, there was no hot water being run there at all, and I thought, you know, we have to have.
I just want to check, make sure, right, we got hot water to all the teacher stations. Yes. Yeah.
And wash stations as well.
Right.
Okay. That's.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing it up. Okay, does Does anyone else have anything to say?
I appreciate the sensitivity.
We'll get used to this.
So. Someday. I appreciate the sensitivity to sticking to a budget. It's hard because there's so many wishes and wants, and being able to narrow that down. So I think we're fine without having the hot part there. And the lockers, I feel, were probably a greater need, but I can understand because of the cost, we couldn't move forward with that perhaps in another time.
No one else seems to have any questions or concerns. So, Mrs. Retcher, will you take the roll call vote, please?
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Shule?
Yes. Yes, motion carries unanimously, and we're going to be moving on. The next item up is could I have a motion to consider the North High School booster commitment?
Agreement.
Mr. Sperling, thank you. Mrs. Pirak is a second. Thank you. So we've all been able to read the document. We've discussed, of course, and we'll be discussing in the next item also, the field at North High School. Are there any comments about this part of the project?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
First off, so that I can waylay any fears, I'm 100% behind the turf at North High School. Paragraph 4 of the booster letter from North High School, which states that should a turf field be installed at St. Charles East High School in the future, the same 200,000 requirement from the St. Charles East boosters would be required, in my mind, should not be involved in this letter at all. We are not speaking of East High School at this point. We're talking about North High School, and I don't believe that probably this was brought to the East High School boosters and that they agreed to this. So if indeed they didn't agree to it, I have a problem with that being in this letter. I'm more than willing to say, let's go forward and do the turf. I have no problem with doing that at all. Paragraph 4 is a huge concern for me. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I think you brought up a good point.
I think a future board should consider having the same agreement from the Booster Club. And to make it mandatory in a letter, it might be tough to enforce.
It bothers me that we're making it, that the North Board is making a decision, their booster board, for 10 to 12 years in the future on money anyway, but that's their business. They've all discussed it and decided on it. To have this in written form to be something that's going to be read into the minutes of our Board of Education on this decision, that's a concern for me.
Mm-hmm. Your light is on. Do you want to say anything? No?
Okay.
I think you've brought up a really, really good point on this because it's making an agreement for another party.
Yep.
Enforcing something for a third party.
It is making an agreement not just for a third party, but a third party who has yet to be determined. So, because we're talking about a booster club 12 years from now, mm-hmm. Oliver Lund, so.
Mm-hmm. I think this is going to move forward. The project is going to move forward, but. Thank you. I think the project is going to move forward based on what I've heard, you know, from board members at committee meetings, but I'm wondering, I don't want to scuttle anything, is there concern on the board that we should ask about this agreement before we go forward, or is there, what are people thinking?
Does anybody know, was this discussed with the East Booster Club?
I don't know.
Let me say a couple things if I could. Without demeaning anyone in any organization, it's a little bit like having two high schools. It's a little bit like having two children. A little bit, not that they're children in any respect, but they're always worried about what the other one's getting. And I'm not trying to demean anyone, but it comes up a lot. Oh, what are you going to do at East? What are you going to do at North? And the best way that I can handle that, sitting in my chair, is to try to treat both of them the same. So if anyone's to blame for the language that's in there, I'll take the hit on regarding the language that's in there, because I was trying to appease some concerns that they would have, that you in turn as a board or a future board might in turn grant something different for each. Now, clearly you have the right to do that. I'm not trying to diminish that in any respect, but I think that they wanted some assurance that they weren't going to be held to a different standard than the other school was going to be held, if that makes some sense to you. And I think that we want to acknowledge the fact that they are contributing to this, which is an important thing, because we don't know what the financial condition of this district will be like in 10 years from now. And at that point, or 10 or 12 years, you probably are going to have spend as a board $400,000 or so to replace this turf, potentially. And so the fact that they're participating and working to try to do that, and have made a commitment to deposit in our ENA sinking fund with Mr. Chapman monies each year until they accumulate $200,000, I think is an important aspect for us to consider. So I don't want to overemphasize it, but I don't want to underemphasize it either in regards to they've made a commitment. I applaud them for that commitment, but I also try to make a balance for them as to, well, looking over the backyard fence, what are you going to do? So that was where we're at. So I would encourage the board to, for both the high school field, which we know there's a difference between a want and a need, and North High School is at the need level for a field because of safety concerns and because of the money that we're spending that. We're at a need level, not a want level, in regards to something that needs to be done. And you saw the board, the cost associated with something less than a turf field that would be a regular field, and the implications of that, how much you should get out of it, but also it's in the $400,000 to $500,000 range in order to get that field to where it should be. I can't speak to how it was built in the first place, nor can you, because none of you were on the board when that was done, but we all know the stories that were out there in regards to kind of how that was.
Pardon? Oh, yes, I was on the board when it was...
Well, then, we can all blame Mrs. Linkenmark.
You could have. I wasn't even in town at the time.
No, I'm just kidding. So, it is just something that, and I think it's a balance every time. I think, you know, there's always this perception that people are, somebody else is going to get a better deal. And so that was what we tried to accomplish that, and that's why the language is there. So, it was not meant to be hurtful or demanding in any respect.
Board members, do you want to say anything further on that? Okay. Well, go ahead. Mrs. Rich, would you take the roll call, please?
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkenmer?
No.
Mrs. Hewell?
Yes. The motion carries. Next item on the agenda is C. On the action items are C. May I have a motion to approve the approval of the work authorization for the North High School field?
So
moved. Mr. Manheim is the first and the second.
Second.
Mr. Sperling is the second. Last meeting's very tense. Thank you. So that, I believe we've gone over it quite a bit. I don't think you have anything more to present. There's quite a bit in the packet for us to look at, and there have been many, many meetings on this. But it's good now for the board to, if anybody would like to speak up.
I will just add one thing. This is a commitment to the designer, I mean, not the architect, to move forward. You'll still come back to you with a bid at some point. We just haven't gotten that point yet. So you'll still get a number coming back to you with a bid. So
for the turf?
For the turf itself, yes, for the contractor. And
I still want to, I guess, to make me feel comfortable about this, and I kind of want to know what the marginal difference is between the two, because I know there's a lot more availability for use with the turf field. That, I'm happy with that. Approximately what was the difference in cost overall, you know, going forward between the turf field and the natural turf field?
I don't have those numbers right in front of me, but it
roughly 800,000.
About $800 the difference
between natural grass.
Yeah, it was 400 and some thousand. I want to say it was like $480,000 for a complete redo of natural grass, compared to about 1.2 million, so 720,000. Some I'm ballparking-ish of that, I think. And he's looking, but the amount of additional usage you gained was substantial in the number of hours that you reduced. So either respect, you're in for a lot of money in order to get that field to a usable. And then the question is, what's your utility out of it based on with grass still?
Right. And the addition
is, it's 482,000 for the natural turf.
Is that one
right? So, but the breakdown for cost per use hour was $466 for an hour on the natural turf, $53 on synthetic.
And then we're going to be, I mean, it's going to be planned to be used as part of physical education, because I know there's a space concern inside there, and that's one of the things that kind of made me lean the other way on this, because as you know, I was much more in favor of natural turf.
And not only will it be planned for use of physical education, but I can tell you that the park district has already talked with us about Sundays, all right? So they're excited about potentially on Sundays as well, which is great for us. We'd love to have it used on Sundays as well. So
I think there was another consideration, too, that the first go-around is one set of costs, and then there's a diminished, well, the cost difference narrows as you go forward.
Right,
because
that was the second part of my question,
yeah.
Right, was the going forward. I know the maintenance costs, and there are maintenance costs associated with both. There are greater maintenance costs with a natural field. The other concern is the disposal of the field in 10, 12 years' time.
Right. Yeah, and I can't speak to that right now. Obviously, you know, there, as best of my knowledge, is considered, when there's disposal, there's considered hazardous waste, and in regards to that, because of potential blood-borne pathogens and stuff like that. I think the nice thing that we've done here is that we've actually utilized, in this case, we've utilized a non-rubber product for all the beads in regards to that, because there has been some concerns expressed over the years about that. So this is a new product that's reasonably new on the market within the last couple years, and so that's one of the things that we're utilizing.
Dr. Schlemann, I had one question that came to me from a citizen, and that was the ability to use the track. I noticed on the timeline that was provided that I think around the 20th of February, I mean, I'm sorry, the 20th of April, they were going to start doing some work, and I wondered if that was going to impact the track season at North High School.
I'm quite confident that it will to some extent. Dan, do you want us to,
sure.
I think we're going to have to impact it to some extent.
We will. The last timeline I had was April 27th. I've been working with Rubber Corporation. Girls track and boys track go to state the second and third week of May, so there is about a 3-week crossover. It's actually very similar with our soccer, with our lacrosse programs as well. You know, I'll be working with the neighborhood schools. I'll be working with Mike over at East to accommodate our athletic programs and training.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say this. The construction timeline is the construction timeline, and we can't shorten that up. But, you know, you can slide it one way or the other. So if you slide it one way, now you start running into fall sports. And if you slide it the other way, you run into some spring sports. So the objective here is to try to minimize as much as possible with that. We have a goal, at least the high school has set a goal, and that is to have it ready for what they call the black and blue event that's at their school that many students and parents participate in. So that was the goal, to try to get that. We set that based on that, achieving that goal.
And will North people use the East track at the time?
Yes, I think, yeah, clearly if it's available. The problem is that they may have track meets that's similar to, I don't know whether you, so he'll be scheduling, though, at other schools. So a lot of times what he can do is, I think, Dan, you correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of times if it's a dual meet or whatever, you'll hold a meet at the other school. And
We've had this conversation, and we hold a few dual and quad meets, and graciously schools have stepped up and offered to run that meet for us this year, those meets. I think it's the day in and day out training. And like I said, we, Geneva East, they've all been very nice to help us out. Sitting down and talking with the coaches and understanding what their needs are, I believe we'll be able to accommodate those.
Well, that's great to hear. Thank you. It was a definite concern from someone. And I did notice that there are 10 days written in there, contingency time, and I wouldn't want to, just so we make the best use of that field to the end. So, and does anyone else want to speak?
Another quick question. Mm-hmm. The band is also going to be utilizing this extensively, is that correct?
Yeah, so one of the things that they're really excited about is moving away from the driver's education parking lot into something that actually has real yard lines on it and not just fake ones. So, and it also has the potential of having lit as well, so they can practice in the evenings as well. So, yes,
And that's what I want to make sure that I'm very happy to Park District using it. After rental fees and things associated, I'm even more happy about that, but making sure that it's going to be benefiting our actual students and our students in extracurriculars, I'm more comfortable with it in that regard.
Anyone else? Okay, very well. Mrs. Retcher, would you take the roll call, vote, please?
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perak?
Yes.
Mr. Sprillon?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes, the motion carries unanimously. I just want to take a second to say that I think the board is very happy to be able to do this after a lot of time spent. As a matter of fact, I think there was a vote last spring and it failed, but I think the majority of the board members wanted to go through with it, and I think this is an even better agreement and a better decision at this time. I think we've all known that a better field is needed at St. Charles North High School for a long time now. It's both a need and a desire to improve the safety and to allow much greater use of the field from many groups, PE, and possible rentals. I would like to say I'm sure that the board is very grateful to people that worked on this for a long time, and not even just the last month or the last year. Excuse me, it's been on people's minds for a long time. And so I would like to thank Dr. Sloman, Mr. John Baird, Mrs. Christensen, Mr. Dolney, and in particular Tom Mullally, who is the president of the St. Charles North Booster Club, who I spoke with numerous times, and he was able to really tell me about the concerns of his group, and I told him about the concerns of the board, and I think that's made for an excellent agreement. And so I'd also just like to say, I think this is kind of interesting because it's the first time in my memory that the board has ever approved an agreement between a booster organization and the board. And this is a good thing because we're partnering together, and it's good for the schools, it's good for the board, it's good for the community, and it's also good for the future, so that in, let's hope, 12 to 14 years when a new field is needed, this board has already put the foundation there for them to, create the next field, that we didn't leave them with a white elephant, that we've thought about it and that North High School has thought about what their needs are too and put their money where their needs are. So I just want to take this moment because it's a little different vote in for a couple reasons, and I know we're all very happy to get it started, and we'll see you, August 11th? at the new field. Thank you.
Can I just take a minute, and I wanted to express my thanks
I threatened some of the people from North that I was going to come up and hug every board member should this pass, and I'll kind of let that go. But it's been a long journey for us at North, and as I guess representing the parents, I would just like to say thank you. I think the step that we've taken in moving forward with this field is going to open up so many opportunities for the students at North, not just the athletics, but all of the students at North. So I just wanted to express my thanks to you guys as a board.
Thank you very much. I know some of us just wanted to wait till after the vote to speak, and so that was out great. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mullally. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Is there any board member that would like any item removed? Mr. Gaffney?
B.
So we will remove B. Anyone else? Okay. First, we will approve the consent agenda without item B. May I have a motion, please? Mr. McNally? And a second, Mrs. Pira. Thank you. Is there any other conversation on the consent agenda? No. Would you take a roll call vote, please?
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes, the motion carries unanimously. We will consider Mr. Gaffney wanted to pull the personnel report. Do you have any conversation?
We need a motion and a second.
We may have a motion to consider the personnel report.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. McNally, any conversation? Okay, it's just going to be pulled to separate from the rest of the agenda. Mrs. Retro, would you take that vote, please?
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Oh,
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mrs. Hsu?
Yes, the motion carries. Lastly, almost at the end, we have our four information items, which include freedom of information requests and the financial reports for both D303 and Mid-Valley. Do we have any questions about those? Conversation? No? Okay. The last item is new business. Is there any new business? Nothing heard. All right. Well, there are no items for a closed session, so may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Second.
Mr. Sperling and Mrs. Linkemer. Do I take a roll call?
Second.
Yeah.
We have to.
Okay. Take a roll call. Do you take the roll call vote, please?
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes, the motion carries. Thank you all very much for coming.
Thank you.